Hello, I'm praying that wherever you are gathered for church at home today, God is with you and you are encouraged by one another. We continue today on our series of hope, thinking about having hope when we're feeling alone. Feeling alone doesn't mean physically being alone. Many of us are surrounded by family and friends, and yet in some situations we feel completely isolated by whatever's going on in our lives. We feel powerless, helpless, maybe sometimes even hopeless. We are not alone, and yet we feel like we are a lone figure, getting battered by the storms of life, and no one else can or does get it. The actress Anne Hathaway once said, "Loneliness is my least favourite thing about life. That thing that I'm most worried about is being alone without anybody to care for or someone who will care for me." Have you ever felt that? Today we're looking at a story from the Bible all about David and how he was in a situation where he was surrounded and yet he felt so alone. I think this is just one situation David faced with these feelings. There are probably so many more. David had been anointed to be the king, not by man, but as the chosen king by God himself. And yet he faced so many battles. He had to face situations that seemed just unfair. People would be with him and then they wouldn't be. Why was nothing going to plan? Why was nothing straightforward for him? Is that not a question we ask ourselves? If God is for me, why is everything not falling into place? If God, you are so for me, why do I feel so alone in all of this mess? So to the passage where we are in David's timeline at this point. Well, he had been anointed by Samuel as God's chosen king, Saul's replacement. David had fought Goliath and he won. Woo! Saul became jealous of David's popularity. He tries to have David killed. David had the opportunity to kill Saul, but he doesn't. Samuel dies in the midst of all of this, and Saul repents, but as always, it's short-lived. David could take Saul's life again, but he chooses not to. David goes to live in Philistine territory, which sounds a bit scary. David is away from his and his men's families, attempting to serve with the Philistines, and when they return, everything is destroyed, and their families have been taken away. So much had happened. Please go and read the whole of this passage in Samuel. This was a tiny plotted history and it doesn't do it justice. But one of my favourite stories in the Bible is this. It's just before our story today. At one point, Saul goes into the cave to go to the toilet and David and his men are there and they could easily kill him whilst he's relieving himself. And yet David knows that that isn't what God wants. You just can't take the kids' worker out of me. I love some toilet talk. David had opportunity and yet God didn't want him to. David had been anointed under God's instruction to one day become king, but that didn't mean the path was easy. He was constantly being pursued and in hiding, life in danger, and now his family had been taken. All the other men's family had been taken too. And in verse 4 in the passage, it tells us, "So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep." I know that I've had times in my life when I can recall sobbing so much that in the end, there's just nothing left to come out. It's just a dry heave. How about you? David and his men lamented, a word we don't use often enough nowadays. To lament means passionate expression of grief, of sorrowing and weeping. And as we know, one of the stages of grief is anger. And David's men were angry. They were mad. Their families had been taken and they lay all of the blame directly at David's feet. The men were so angry, in fact, that they wanted to stone David. David was truly alone. Not in the physical, but he felt it. He hadn't anyone to turn to. He couldn't spill out all his frustrations and worry and anguish to anyone else. And with all of this going on, David fearing not only for his own life, for his family's life, and for the men's family's life, in all of that, David turns to God. Where else and to whom else could he turn? Verse 6 says, "But David found strength in the Lord his God." But David found strength in the Lord his God. You see, God could have chosen so many other people over David. In fact, people thought that God should have chosen one of his many brothers who all seemed far more capable than he was. There were some of them that were far more physically stronger, and yet God chose David, not because of what man saw, but because of what God was witness to. In 1 Samuel 16, Samuel asked God if one of David's brothers should be anointed as the king, and the Lord replies, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.' The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." God hadn't chosen David because he was a giant like Goliath, but because in times that mattered, when it really mattered, God knew David would turn his heart and his mind to him and him alone. I don't think many of us feel equipped to deal with everything that life has to throw at us all the time. We all have struggles and don't know how to face them. And at times we feel alone, isolated. And yet we aren't. We may be in the physical, but we are never alone when we choose to allow God into our lives. As well as all of his adventures, David somehow managed to find time to write so many poems and songs to God. In his distress, he turned to God. In his jubilation, he turned to God. He knew that in his own strength and ability, he was just a bloke who messed up. But in God, he was strengthened to be able to face whatever he had to face. In Psalm 68, David wrote, and he describes where his help comes from. He says, "Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God." David knew he was never alone, and yet he also questioned God at times. Why? Why does all this have to happen to me? That question that I have asked so many a times. Why, God? Have you? But if we choose to submit to God in these times, we find that we aren't alone, and it isn't in our own strength that we face whatever is going on. And how better is our relationship and reliance on God if we choose to submit to him daily, to daily spend time with him, to daily be strengthened by him, to daily be re-energized by him, rather than just when it all goes wrong. We are not alone, just as David wasn't. Eventually, David and his men recover all the people that have been taken. However, David's life, it isn't plain sailing from here. He still faces so many hardships and trials and tribulations, and yet he is never alone when he surrenders to God, and nor are we. And all we need do is call upon the name of the Lord, and he is with us. Maybe God will make whatever is going on in our lives better. Maybe he won't. He won't answer our prayers in the way that we want him to. But through it all, we can always have hope, because we are not alone. He is and he will always be with us. But let's not wait until we feel alone again. Let's not only turn to God when we think we need him. Let's push in now. Let's pursue him in our lives daily. Challenge you. What could you do that was as a daily habit that would mean you grow closer to God in your relationship with him and your reliance on him? Let's pray. Lord, I pray that this week we would all know that we are not alone, that you, God, are with us on every step of the journey. All we need to do is allow you in. Lord, would you help us to surrender to you more, to be uplifted by you, re-energized by you, restored by you? Would we learn to lean in and push in more to you than we ever have done before, having hope that you are our God and you are for us? Amen.